Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter, zero couth. Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
Yay! Why is that? Oh, we did that.
Not again.
Hey, you know what? Gooch grease is trending.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me define it for you. It's a combination, okay, of lint, sweat, and feces between a man's butt and balls.
Gross.
And apparently, this is trending, by the way. And apparently, some men are using maxi pads to absorb their nasty gooch grease.
How about a shower instead?
Exactly. Maybe a spatula down there. Scrape it all off.
Or use the people that aren't sponsoring this podcast. Use Lumi. They should be sponsoring.
The Lumi people. That's right.
Come on.
That's what that stuff is for.
Yeah, get that gooch grease out of there with some Lumi.
But I just wanted to let you in on the loop on what was trending. Gooch grease is trending.
Did you say lube or loop?
Did I say lube?
I don't want to.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Gooch grease, it's trending. And once again, the world is a sewer.
It literally, yeah. That should be in the sewer.
And apparently so is the area between your turd cutter and your cockberries.
So ew.
There's that.
Again.
Now, speaking of gooch grease, I got to tell you something that happened to me and Brenda when we were in Target a couple weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what Target is? The store. The stupid store.
My wife loves Target.
So we're standing in the main aisle debating something ridiculous. I'm sure.
Tea towels.
Of course. But a couple of aisles up, there's a woman yelling at the top of her lungs, stop it, stop it. I mean, yelling it.
Could be anything.
Now, if I didn't have this chest congestion, I could really scream that like she does. But I digress.
There you go.
Anyway, I look up and I see that she's yelling at a kid that's sitting in her cart, not the seat part, but like in the basket itself. Okay?
I can't stand that.
But this kid is spitting at people.
Can't
and it hurt.
That's even worse.
And he won't stop. Okay.
Yeah.
So this woman just keeps on, and I mean desperately, begging him to behave. Okay. Really loud. And the kid, he's not that young, by the way. He's 7 years old, maybe.
Oh, that's,
way too old to be in a shopping cart.
Old enough to know better.
Now, I'm finding this very funny. And I'm watching this kid spitting on this woman and people that pass by, and I can't stop laughing, okay?
That's funny.
And it's just going on and on and on. So she pushes the cart by us, and this woman continues pleading with this future scumbag to stop. Okay.
Now, is she pushing the cart towards the exit of
Target? This is interior Target,
she's
okay?
She's an idiot.
Yes, she is an idiot. Now, between her and this kid, okay, in the cart, there's a tall plastic trash bin that she's going to purchase, I would imagine.
It's in the cart?
In the cart between her and him,
like
okay?
Like a barrier from the spit.
I thought that
she
might
needs
be
a
it.
Spit shield from the salad bar.
This little fuck violently pushes it at her, and it smashes her right in the face, and I'm in tears. Is that bad?
Maybe. Maybe and we're
course,
both bad people for laughing at others.
This happens, and she continues begging him to stop.
Why isn't she leaving or beating the shit out of this little kid?
But he continues spitting.
He needs a spanking.
A whooping.
Yeah,
you got that right, buddy.
An old-fashioned whooping.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And as she's going up the aisle, okay, I hear her say to this kid, right? This is why I can't take you to the stores because you spit on people.
So she's taken this little brat other places and
clearly
allowed this to happen.
It's a thing
so
with this kid.
This wasn't his mom or was it who?
I'm like 70% sure his grandmother.
Oh, man.
Just
my
a
grandmother
guess.
Would have said, get me a switch.
But it was crazy.
Yeah.
Now, after they're way out of sight.
That's bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can still hear this woman throughout the store screaming at this brat to calm down and behave. It was funny.
Stop spitting. So,
I thought it was.
Good Lord.
But it was funny to me. Just this kid's just spitting on everyone.
That's the world we live in now.
Clearly he does it all the time. So,
yeah.
Good on him. Moving
on.
So Don McLean, you know who he is?
Yeah, the singer.
He had a few hits in the 70s and 80s. He's a singer-songwriter.
American
he
Pie.
Wrote and sang American Pie.
Yeah.
So classic. Have you ever heard the 1970s song by Roberta Flack? It's called Killing Me Softly with His Song.
Absolutely.
The Fugees, they covered it back in the 90s.
Yes.
Lauryn Hill, right?
Love Lauryn Hill.
Anyway, that particular song is about him.
Really?
Just a little postscript for you there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Don McLean, he's weighed in on artificial intelligence being used in the music industry.
Yeah.
So he says, AI is probably a step up from today's modern music. And I think he's right.
I agree.
He said something really revealing. He said that before a form of artificial intelligence was in use, and it's been in use for years, the tape recorder and the photographic lens were both honest.
Right. Yeah.
If you took a picture, that was the way something looked.
Mm-hmm.
If you recorded your voice, that was how it literally sounded.
Yeah. You had to be talented or good looking or both.
Preferably both. Yeah. Right? He goes on to say, in current times, you have all this photoshopping and massaging and whatnot. So now the camera lies. And the tape recorder is the same way. And now the tape recorder lies.
Yeah.
Because these performers don't sound like they really sound. They don't look like they really look.
It's all auto-tuned shit.
Yes. So let me summarize. AI will be better than what passes itself off as music today.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And, you know, the writer strike that's happening still.
Yeah.
They're pissed off because producers are wanting AI scripts. They're That's part of their little deal. They cannot
I'm
be
all for
AI.
That.
And I'm thinking, yeah, the shit that's coming out
I'm
now,
yeah,
AI would be better than that.
I am for it, man.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring
now,
on our robot overlords, please.
Oh, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Staying on the subject of music, okay? Now, for some reason, me and Brenda, we're watching this documentary on this ridiculous cable channel called Reels.
Oh, with a Z.
Yeah, with a Z.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a documentary about the rock band Queen, okay? Now, Freddie Mercury was once in a lifetime star, right?
Absolutely.
His voice was incredible.
No AI on that.
No. He possessed that rare 4-octave vocal range.
That's right.
And then he passed away, and that was a tragedy, right? But then came another tragedy. A dick called Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
Now, he was a runner-up, not a winner, a runner-up on that best American Idol.
Mm.
And he was a Freddie Mercury wannabe. Sang a lot of Queen songs on that show.
Not even close.
Now, the remaining members of that band, Queen, right? They were on American Idol. He sang with them. They liked him. Long story short, he kind of replaced Freddie Mercury, and he's the front man for Queen now. Actually, not such a long story.
He did not replace Freddie Mercury. He's absolutely, not even half the talent, quarter of the singing talent.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So 99% of those singers on American Idol are nothing but glorified cruise ship entertainers.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's fine when I'm being tossed around the middle of the ocean, sunburned and drunk. Sure. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm going to vomit anyway. So why not?
Bring on the bad singing.
That's where they belong, those types, right? And it's an abomination to watch this gooch grease, Adam Lambert, prancing around on stage at a Queen concert like some second-rate Vegas singer.
Yeah.
You know?
Shame on the other members of Queen, honestly. They're just like, it's a money grab.
Yeah, but people buy tickets to these shows. And it's a good commentary on just how stupid people are.
Yeah.
Right?
Gooch grease people.
And I say shame on the surviving Queen members, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon.
Absolutely.
Queen died when Freddie Mercury passed away, right?
It did. They were gone. They were doing nothing.
Exactly. The band shouldn't even be allowed to use that name. Maybe call it Queenish.
Right.
I don't know. In fairness, I do think they call themselves Queen with Adam Lambert. But I don't think his name should even be uttered in the same breath as Queen.
No.
Just saying.
I can't stand him.
All Adam Lambert is a creep who got a golden ticket. And I'm sick and tired of these loser cock farts.
Whoa.
Getting golden tickets.
Is that like a gooch grease?
And you should be as well out there.
Yeah.
Not happy about that.
No. Not at all.
He's the epitome of a loser. He didn't win.
Failing upward.
Again.
That's what it is.
God, I hate that
this
guy.
Society.
I really don't like it.
I have yet to fail upward. What's going on?
Maybe someday.
Maybe. Maybe if I fail enough, I can get there.
You can get to the Adam Lambert stage.
Yes.
Sad.
Who can I sing for?
Rat.
Yes. Round and round.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Bobby Brown. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
She's the girl and not the guys. Not Whitney Houston's husband.
I was going to say Whitney.
The girl that was on the Great White album covers. And was in Cherry Pie, Warrant.
Oh,
and was married to that guy, Lane, whatever his name is.
Lane, whatever.
But that dude, the ugly dude, the scrawny, ugly dude, the long-haired, greasy scumbag.
Wait, which one?
I don't know why, but yeah, really. But I was watching that video. It came up on something. Someone sent it to me or something. And I forgot she was in that, but she turned into a hag.
Well, oh my God. She went round and round.
She sure did.
Yeah. Could you imagine that scene?
No. Woo. No. Gooch grease.
The village bicycle there.
Oh, yeah. The town.
Yeah.
Not village. That's too small.
Woo.
Okay. All right. Now let's do a quick recap of what we talked about on the last podcast so we can get everyone in the loop.
Yeah.
Because we're going to read a few text messages from listeners, and most of the messages, they refer to the last episode. lost my place. Anyway, on the last episode, we talked about Shania Twain fans leaving her concerts way before they're over.
Yeah.
We also berated creepy moms who want to be their teenage daughter's bestie instead of being their parent.
That's right.
And I mentioned my trip to awful Atlantic City, and a bunch more stuff and things were discussed. So you should go to radioactiverant.com to get in touch with us. Go to the contact page. That's where you can find out how to message us. Okay?
Please. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Here's messages. Jackson, Georgetown, Delaware. Totally agree with your take on moms who want to be best friends with their teenage daughters. Maybe they should try being a mother to these girls instead of wanting to be like them. There you go.
Yes.
Very good, Jackson.
Maybe they wouldn't grow up to be such
trash.
Yeah.
Randy. Inglewood, Colorado. Shania Twain should lie back on her billions of dollars and stop with the concerts.
Absolutely.
No. The rich must get richer. It's a commandment. Thou shalt become a zillionaire. It's in there somewhere. Marissa, Pikesville, Kentucky. Shame, shame, shame. How could you guys poke fun at poor Shania Twain?
Shania Twain. Oh, yeah.
Marissa says she's a talented entertainer and has gone through some pretty tough times. Boo-hoo! Whatever.
Again, where's the little tiny violin?
Lance, Patterson, New Jersey. Here's a question for Mark. Why would anyone with a brain continue to go to Atlantic City if they think it's so bad
there? Good question.
And I'll tell you why. Lance.
All right.
Patterson, New Jersey. Because sometimes the chlamydia capital of the world pays me. Smartass. James, Ashburn, Virginia. James said, I heard you trashing the restrooms at Charlestown Races and Slots in West Virginia, and I have to agree. Okay. I've been there, and they're pretty sketchy. Yeah.
To say the least.
They really are. Sketchy. I'm avoiding those bathrooms altogether now.
Yeah, I would not.
The shit fest in those crappers. Yeah. It's unbearable. And besides, my doctor says if I get meningitis one more time, I'll die. There's your messages.
Those were your messages. Those were your messages. Woo! We hope to hear from you next time.
There you have it. There's your messages from the thing. Hey, let's move on. Let's do the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards Classic Television's Questions Game.
Wow.
So, found these cards out in the garage, minus the actual game, just the TV trivia cards from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and we're going to do some now. Number one.
Okay.
On I Dream of Jeannie,
mm-hmm.
What was the rank of the NASA psychiatrist, Dr. Alfred E. Bellows? What was his rank?
Rank.
Hmm.
Lieutenant Commander?
Colonel.
Colonel!
Played by Hayden Rourke. I'm sure he's long gone.
Sure.
Number two. What's the name of the shoe store Al Bundy works for on Married with Children? This is a really good trivia question.
Damn it!
I like it.
I do. I don't remember.
Gary's Shoe Store.
Gary's Shoe Store.
And you don't see his employer, Gary, until the last couple of seasons. And really? Gary turned out to be a woman.
What?
Remember? Played by veteran character stage and TV actress Janet Carroll. Yeah.
Weird.
Gary was a woman.
Huh.
Number three. There's a story behind that.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like doing the research to find it. So there's that. Do it yourself.
There you go.
Number, you gooch grease.
Ew.
Number three. What fictional California town did the Partridges live in on the Partridge Family? No?
Not a clue.
San Pueblo, California. There's a San Pablo, but no San Pueblo. I wonder why they felt the need to do that. That was stupid.
They did that recently in Stranger Things.
Weird.
Just made up a town.
Number four. What was Felix Unger's line of work on The Odd Couple? You don't know this one?
He was a sports...
That was Oscar Madison.
Damn it.
He was a photographer.
Oh.
Played by Tony Randall.
Right.
And what was Felix's slogan? He said it all the time. Portraits a specialty.
Wow.
Remember?
No.
Anyway, that's the Trivial Pursuit. That came. I think Tony Randall was pretty old when he had children. Like, really old.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
Shitballs. Now I gotta see. Hold on while I take a looky-loo on my telephone machine device. Hold on, I gotta look that up. Yeah, in April 1997.
Whoa.
At the age of 77.
Holy crap.
He became a father for the first time when his second wife, Heather Harlan, 26 years old.
What?
Gave birth to their daughter, Julia.
Gross.
A son, Jefferson, was born in 1998. Wow. He died in 2004, Tony Randall. He was 84. Let me put that into perspective for you, okay? When his second wife was six, are you following me?
Yeah, I don't want to do the math.
He was 51.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Holy horseshit.
That's a little much, don't you think?
Yeah.
A little much for me.
Man. Good on him, I guess.
Okay. Now, check this out. It's the Radioactive Rant Celebrity Rant.
Right.
But now we're changing things up. You and I used to say who we didn't like.
Yeah.
But we have listeners texting us all the time about people they hate.
Plus, it's too much work for us.
It really is. So now it's going to be where the listeners choose famous people they're fed up with.
Yeah.
So here's all you got to do. Go to RadioactiveRant.com,
mm-hmm.
then go to the contact page,
yep.
message us with what celebrities you don't care for, right?
That's right.
Tell us why, and maybe we'll choose yours.
Yeah.
So today...
Maybe you will be a winner.
Is that a winner?
Maybe.
Marjorie from Erie, Pennsylvania, doesn't like Kelly Ripa. She says she's annoying all the time.
I agree.
Every time. Yeah, you know, my mom likes her, and that simply tells me one thing. I need to put my mom in a home.
Yeah.
And not one of the nice ones either. Trust me. I don't really like Kelly Ripa. She's muff cabbage.
Whoa.
To me.
I'm not even sure what that is, but.
It's Kelly
all
Ripa.
All right, yeah.
It's gooch grease like her that just can't shut up.
I don't understand her appeal.
Yeah, I don't know. She's at about a 10.
Uh-huh.
She needs to click it back to a 3, maybe a 4.
Maybe a 4.
You know, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, what? When did she take over for, what's her name?
I don't remember her. Do we have to look that up, too? Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee,
I don't remember.
Must have been early 2000s.
Yeah, that's why Regis probably died.
Yeah, he died of all that. Oh, she was sucking the energy from him.
Absolutely.
Like, but I'm out of here.
Thank you, Marjorie.
That was a horrible.
That was not bad, actually. From Erie, Pennsylvania, yeah. Not liking Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
I am so happy, though, for the huge success of people like Kelly Ripa.
What?
And believe me, I say that with a nuclear level of sarcasm.
Okay.
Believe you me. And that's Celebrity Rant for ya on the show that hates.
Oh, whoa.
That really stopped quickly.
All right.
Hey, you were making fun of my Crocs.
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
You say only children should have them? Okay.
No adult should be wearing Crocs. Okay.
First of all, I don't like the knockoff Crocs.
No.
I want the actual Crocs. We went to the Croc store and it was jam packed with adults, primarily,
loosely,
all for the most part, wearing Crocs. Purchasing more Crocs. So I don't know why you're making fun.
There's something wrong there.
With me?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
There's something wrong with Crocs and the people that go to the store.
What's the problem with Crocs?
Buy more Crocs.
What? Tell me what the problem with Crocs
They're
are.
They're ugly as fuck.
Exactly. I love them.
Oh.
I'm going to be buried in my Crocs. I'm going to have all the colors of the rainbow.
What a Croc casket.
I really am. I love them.
Okay.
Do you, have you ever worn them?
No.
And then, I refuse then you can't
to
say.
Put them on.
The second you put them on, you'll never want to take them off.
All right.
I'm
it's
not
some kind of cult.
Okay.
Do they leach some kind of poison into your system and
hopefully
make you buy more?
I hope. Yeah. I did. I've already purchased the second pair.
They gotcha.
He definitely got me.
It's like that cat litter stuff, the little disease that gets into your lungs,
okay,
and then it makes you want to get more cats.
So some I have croc lung disease.
You have a
disease.
Parasite.
Okay,
some kind of
fine.
Parasite. Croc parasite.
Wow. Talk about hating Crocs.
Uh-huh.
There you go. All right. It's listener rant.
Here we go.
It's where our listeners send in things that anger them, like Crocs.
Yeah.
Go to radioactiverant.com, click on Listener Rant to see what other people hate. And on the contact page, you can message us with what bugs you. Maybe we'll read it on the show.
Did you change something with the website? It looks a little different.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I don't remember what.
Looks good.
I think I was drunk and was messing around with it. Here's a few things our listeners can't stand. Daniel, Loma Linda, California.
Ah, I've been there.
People who step closer to you when you step away from them.
Yeah, you're stepping away for a reason.
Yeah. Back off,
usually,
asshole.
Smelly breath or...
Croc wearers.
Or croc wearers.
Seth, Bowling Green, Ohio. Drivers who pass you on the road and then slow down once they're in front of you.
I love that.
That's everyday shit, buddy. Conrad, Midland, Texas. He doesn't like when his wife keeps messing with her phone during a show and keeps asking him what happened every 10 seconds. Brenda does that sometimes.
That's annoying.
You know what? I just play deaf and she eventually goes away. Mary, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. She doesn't like guests who stop up the toilet in my powder room.
Whoa. Why do you have a powder room?
Who takes a shit in another person's house?
Yeah.
Take care of your business at home, stupid.
Maybe they're just putting a bunch of toilet paper in it.
Just
on
for
purpose,
fun?
Just for shits and gigs.
Hey, Mary, I mean, you know, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, not too bright down there. So, could be. Griffin, Missoula, Montana. Griffin doesn't like going in for a hug while the other person extends a handshake. Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah, it's a stab right in your stomach.
The hug shake.
Yeah.
Never been there because I don't do either.
No.
That's for sure.
Mark is not a toucher.
It is. All right, there you have it. Listen to Rand. I got berated for wearing clogs.
That's the thing. Clogs?
I'm going to Crocs. Same thing.
Which are kind of a
they
clog.
Are clogs.
They're a... foamy plastic clog.
Oh, well.
You know, let's see. My wife doesn't wear Crocs, but she does wear the Birken Crocs, which are just Birkenstocks made out of the same shit that that Crocs are made out of.
Okay. Well,
so I kind of make fun of her for that, too.
Okay, good.
I'm an equal opportunist there.
You're an equal opportunity
shoe-wearing
hater.
Exactly.
Perfect. All right, we're out of here.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You just-
just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at RadioactiveRant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.